Hello?
My dear.
Who is this?
It's Paul.
Who?
Paul Jones.
I don't know who you are. Bye.
Oh.
Alex?
Yeah, hi.
Oh.
Hey.
He's making it up the name?
Hey. No, say. Wait. You're crazy. Just finished my morning's work for the day. Gonna have some pasta and ala from Harrison's breakfast I had last week. We got with him when you came to the city. I'm gonna eat his leftover pasta and then have some leftover Indian tonight.
No, that's so long, honey.
Yeah.
You had it over a week. Throw it out.
Yeah.
You make, order something fresh, honey.
Yeah.
Don't get your stomach sick.
You're right. Chick-fil-A tomorrow for the Jets game.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, dear. I feel I'm still not myself.
Huh?
I get the third shot.
Oh.
And I don't know where I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, chick-fil-a, bang-a-lang, titty-hack-a-gar, if not, bang-a-lang-a-diddy-longa. Bottle is a booty and a comfort from a hooey. And chasa chili won it, I got a necklace mooly. Egga, ichi fra la
Alex, fe. Alex, talk. I don't understand your sweetheart.
Yeah.
I have to talk to you in person only.
My dear, travel pack. The weirdest thing. Thoughts, sluts, whores. You ever been on IG before? One alpha in a pool. Of 35 girls, Bilzerian-ish. See, they all cunty, cheaty, sneaky, breechy, misfit, and naughty. Putty, waddy, dotty, gaudy, laddy, yaddy. I mean, nanny, tanny. They think the hooker shit is their armor and shield. Only thing protecting them from deepest flowers they terrified, dwelled to see. Ish umbra. Only thing I sense, aside from you being a beautiful, lovely, supple soul, a lost, lonely girl, the only issue that you're a goth, dumb, ugly brand prostitute. If you weren't this, the one thing you believe need, you'd be fine, but people keep treating you like awful, madam. Cause you are do that, eh? Can you explain this to someone? I don't know, ish. Well, we enter relationships out of fear, not love. If you love them, you would not force them to be exclusive to you. We are all trash. And we stay in them because pain. And after Harrison's done four brand trips and tries to the bathroom, in 25 minutes of a trailer, he comes on and runs up, steps tripping, chopping, jogging over the people in the Viva La movie, and comes on over. And people done looking like he's a child, for he said during the 007 premiere, y'all. Oh, ish, I gotta see it. I'm all, it's not a movie, it's just a trailer, bro. He's like, this is the Paul Thomas Anderson. I'm all, I thought you already saw the trailer. He all, let my ass off 10 times, E. And holds, arms up, clutching and grips. But not on the big screen!
Shh. Alex, you're making too loud a noise.
And I sit there, my popcorn, XL, double condom size, so the jobless, groaning, weird, antisocial perv, doped up incel, awful faggotly, no shower, smelly, and I'm all wildin', melly, nelly, alley golly, all in starting to think I not the one fucked up here. That was amazing. How do we judge people? Bad. Guilt.
Alex, I cannot talk anymore, sweetheart.
Oh.
Please forgive me. Oh. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, and I don't understand what you're saying. I don't make sense out of what you're saying. I just want you to be eating properly and not old things. Get fresh food.
Okay.
And we'll get it fresh order. And you got the money now. Come on. Don't eat stale stuff. You upset your stomach. Alex, I love you.
You don't know what you can do till you do it. Nigga, give me the engine, bruh. That's up. Do that, your infrastructure.
I can't talk to you now. I don't feel like talking. I'm very good. Tired.
Well, you can come.
Sweetheart, I love you.
Come over, sweetie.
What is the problem?
Yeah. I need to get my clogs drained.
You have to get what?
The clock, it's a strain.
So
the pasta, my dear. I need to drain my fluids out in the load, man. It's been boiling up on the top of pilot. Follow the lava stage.
I don't know what you mean, honey. What are you talking about? Please, honey. Please understand. I cannot
Virginia.
Lexington where?
Yeah.
Lexington where?
D.C. In the corner.
Lexington, D.C.?
Yeah, Concourse, Flight, man. Denzel, Owen, Wasinan.
I don't know.
Low key, it's going to be.
You better talk to somebody who knows about it.
E.
But for everyone.
I hope so.
Be well. Don't eat old stuff that was not frozen properly.
Yeah.
Throw it out. Yeah. And buy fresh from the store. You have the money for it. Don't be stingy. Stop buying toys. Are you still buying toys?
I don't know.
You better stop. You're not going to have any money left.
Money,
you spent a fortune, and it all goes
to waste. Yeah, it may be cheaper in Atlanta.
I don't know anything about it.
Sue, my love? Sue.
Be careful.
I'm going to sue you.
Be careful what you're doing.
I'll take everything.
You cannot stay with them. They have babies.
Right. And I'm scared and dangerous. Rogan looks at Red Band, says you can jeopardize the well-being and...
Take care, sweetheart. I don't understand what the hell you're talking about. Please, I don't understand you.
Condition.
I cannot hear you. Oh, I cannot. Please, honey, take care of yourself, okay? I love you.
He is the organ.
And eat well. Don't just eat the old stuff. And clean up your house. Maybe he wouldn't put you out if you had a clean house. Take care,
Alex. I cannot talk anymore.
My voice is losing. Bye-bye, dear.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you!
Why are you screaming?
What?
Why are you screaming?
What, honey?
Talk low.
was in a restaurant.
Take it easy.
And Stevie Wonder walked in. I'm a huge fan. I mean, I'm a huge fan. I never go up to people, but this time I went. And I went across the room and I said, Mr. Stevie Wonder, my name is Salma Hayek. And I was already, I had done a couple of movies. And he said, I know who you are. And I said, I want you to know you're my hero. I'm a huge fan. And he said, very nice to meet you. And there was somebody with him. And so he reached out for my hand. But he was going straight for my boobs because he's blind. He cannot see. And the guy that was with him panicked and he said, she's short, she's short.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't yell.
How was that one, my love?
Be careful what you're doing. Think what you're doing. You're wasting your money on toys. Think of the fortune you put into that. What the hell are you doing? Stop buying that stuff and save your money. You're going to need it.
Yeah, I know.
Stop it. Is your brother home?
No, he's golfing in Connecticut.
Oh, my God. What is he in Connecticut for?
A kid led him on a wild goose chase up in the hut. I think the guy's name was Tedward Undy. Undy Hornets. He's cool though.
No, I don't understand what he's doing. Alex, honey, please. Eat fresh food. Don't save it so long.
Yeah.
Throw it out and order new food.
Yeah.
Get good food, please, honey. You'll poison your stomach.
Wild goose case, base face, efface, I mace. Malcolm Wentley, text them. Utley Tway. Ow.
Alex, excuse me. I have to hang up. I cannot talk anymore, okay?
Yeah.
Please, sweetheart. I love you. But you have to think well what you're doing.
Hmm.
You're not thinking well.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Be well, sweetheart. I love you.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Get fresh food in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do that. I love you.
Hmm.
Bye.
Babe. Hi, how's it going? Good.
Okay, you're getting ready to leave. My talk, so.
Oh, you going to go to the lobster roll, or they keep gypped on the meat? Give like a third of the portion, and it's like dry, you said.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I guess you'll go to Sarrell's.
No, I'm not even going to go on a hike. We'll probably come home and eat. I'm not even going to do that, but... So what's doing with you? I understand Harrison golfed today.
I have no idea. Where'd he go? Connecticut?
No, he said he went to the Bronx, believe it or not.
May as well go to Connecticut.
Well, who does he know in Connecticut?
The Bronx is like farther than Connecticut, I think.
Not really.
Where else would like wasps in New York go to golf besides Connecticut?
Well, look it up. It's
and Westchester. Oh, he's probably near New Rochelle, realistically. Yeah. Where his ex is from.
Next week is the Giants game for you guys. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, I actually mentioned it to him last week, and then he's like, the Giants are so losing and whatever, but he didn't even seem like he wanted to go. And I said, really? He's like, no, I'm kidding. Because at first he said, no, I don't think we should go or whatever. Then, like, I brought it up to him, like, later, earlier in the week. And, like, just when he was when I said, I'm going to meet those with you this Saturday or whatever, a few days ago, he said, we have the Giants on Sunday. I'm like, but that's not even when I want to go to meet those. He's like, all right, I can't make that or either. Like, I have to be real with him and say, do you actually want to see this game? Like, We always used to drink a lot and go to, and we don't have to do that, but he got so angry at me, like, when I was, like, he thought I drank too much or whatever that time he took me out with the friends, and I don't, like, I find, like, still with the COVID and everything, it's kind of weird, like, going to such an enormous, like,
breath pit. I think that what you should do is consider wearing a mask there, because you walk close to people.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm totally down. I have to ask him if he, like, I'm going to see if they win today, because they've lost every game, and when they were losing, he did not see. It obviously is better if, like, they have a chance or there's a reason to go. We went earlier in the season for such, but I have to ask him if he's legitimate serious about, and,
Well, you should, and I'll tell you why. If you don't go with him, he's gonna want to go with someone else who will sell it. So you gotta tell him.
Oh yeah, no, I know. No, I'm gonna have to talk with him literally tomorrow. Literally as soon as we text during the Giants game. So I'm gonna talk to him about tomorrow and things.
Oh, so you're not getting together with him tomorrow for the Giants?
I don't know, like, what. I know he likes to go out a lot and drinks. Like, if it's an early game, like, he may not tell me to come over if he's, like, hungover or something. But I don't want to say he's definitely going to be hungover. But he, yeah. I'll put it this way. He prefaced it that he wanted me to go to that thing and get, like, drunk with him and his buddies all day last month. He told me the reason he wanted to do that was because he's going to spend every weekend studying for the CFA, so he wanted me to really go to that, so he, because the opportunity wouldn't come up for him to be available to hang out with all the CFA studying, so that was what he was just saying a few weeks ago, so I'm going to see if he...
Well, I don't get that, because now that didn't happen.
And he made, like, a big point of how he was going to be so slammed. And maybe a few more plans or dates came up that it dissuaded him, but I have to literally talk to him about that. But he did seem excited, like, months ago, saying, like, Joe Martin and that group, I think Joe's brother and some other guys even, would be there. But
no, I think he's going to go. Because he's the one who said it to me.
I know he wants to. I don't know if I want to.
Does he want to go alone? I mean,
he seemed like he didn't even want to when I asked him about not saying I didn't want to or anything, but that was the vibe I got from him, and the same reason he's also saying he doesn't want to, I know it's complicated, and I'll just have to talk to him. We may end up going, but, like, thinking, like, I agree to it, honestly, I think before the Delta or really anything, we thought it would be more optimistic. And COVID did go down and everything, but I just don't feel like that. Like, especially knowing he went to the soccer game and got it or whatever. But I don't know if it's worth it if the team is 0-7. What?
I'm supposed to go November 7th, and you're getting me nervous now, too. That's
right. Oh, you're actually... I thought you bailed. I didn't know you were actually going to end up going.
No, I said it. I may want him to sell it, but I said to him that, I would do it, but come to think of it, I don't really want to be that close to
people. It sounds disgusting thinking about it. I'm sure it would be fun to go there and things, but even with risk aside, like, just being that close, and, like, I'm sure it will be more clean, but those types of things really don't appeal to me as much post-COVID, weirdly.
No, I know, me but too, I know.
It would be different if the team was winning, but we'll see how if they do great tomorrow, then I would probably want to go, but they're having an exceptionally horrible season. They lost all their guys to bad injuries last week, like guys breaking their head and their arms. So it doesn't make sense to do all that, even though it is fun to go with him and with a day. But he's been so busy lately. I would be hard pressed to think he would miss, like, an additional. I don't know. Like, he didn't seem that eager either. I'm just saying. But I'll let you know by tomorrow. Yeah. I'll have to talk to him. No, I'm going to make sure it's tomorrow when we discuss. Yeah. So that's a wrap.
Okay.
Did you guys go out to dinner last night, or?
We just went to that place, Cappuccino's? What's the name of that? The Italian place in Santa Clara after golf. That was it. Like, early.
That's not the pizza place, is it?
It is Italian.
Well, you said Italian. But,
and yeah.
Oh,
and that's it. I just had an appetizer. I wasn't that hungry.
Oh, you went right after golf, so you're probably exhausted.
Yeah, we went right after golf. And that's it.
When you have the fresh air, a fresh air day.
So early, I was very tired from golf.
It was just when Nani always said the fresh air, though, if you really are out all day.
I was tired, and we even used the car, but I was tired. And then today we're going to go out to Montauk now, and we're going to hike.
Trying to get your endurance growing.
And tomorrow I'm taking a yoga class with Joyce at 11:30 in East Hampton, the same place I took.
That's nice that you're still seeing her.
Yeah, you and,
Are you like doing a get together? Is it only going to be you seeing her this weekend?
With Maddie.
I know. No, well, it's the one that woman owns, and she stuffs the place like sardines, and
Yeah. But supposedly she says she has a small room, so we'll see. And that's
hope
it.
So.
And I'm coming home, so, and then back to work, so.
But I remember you used to like see Joyce even like twice in some weekends, and like you would see her son in that situation.
Well, she wants us to go on the boat.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't done it.
No, we don't want to do that. So.
Why?
We wanted to take a walk. I don't want to go on the boat. You know, I don't know.
No, I was asking in general. Like, you don't want to do it in general?
I love boats, but I've been on it once already this summer.
Oh, it was whack.
Long day.
That's true. It like it's so much looser to just like see.
Why don't you go out?
It is really bright sunny.
Put sunglasses on.
No, I'm saying it like it's a good thing. Like it's nice, and I think it's actually supposed to rain tomorrow or later or something. So now would be the time. Not even tomorrow, but later tonight through the day.
What? Like near the beach, like along the beach. So
I hope you don't get rained out, but maybe East Hampton's different.
Yeah. And
no, you're going to get rained possibly, but it won't be till nighttime, so you're actually okay. Mm-hmm. You get it 3 hours later. But,
right. Alright, so I guess.
You have to go now?
Well, I'm going to leave soon, unless there's anything else you want to say of, you know, interest.
I didn't really say anything of interest, though. But
I didn't read your thing yet about Larry. I didn't read your thing about Larry.
All right, well, yeah, you're clearly busy.
Somebody's dog for them.
I don't like to do that stuff. Like, maybe if I was in a suburb, that would actually be okay. And it is like a gorgeous thing here, but I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Like, I literally honestly feel, though, like I have a better view of that water from my room that I do. I know it's like...
It's not fresh air. You're only in a box. You know, you're in a box that's closed all the time.
Is that bad?
I would think it's good to get some fresh air instead of recirculated air, you know?
Yeah, I actually think the circulation here happens to be very high class, but that's probably another reason I can't afford this place coming forward. But I'm just trying to bask in this place if it may be the last few months.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even so, that would mean I should enjoy the view downstairs even more if I really
am. Yeah, you'll be sorry one day you didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, but I literally see like
along, up and down that by that one thing. I would do that every day.
Yeah.
It's just so pretty there.
I know, and there's like no argument I could give against it.
I don't think you'll get lost.
No.
Just look at your building and then, like, put 15 minutes on your watch.
Yeah, I actually did stuff like that in college more, and I did like it. Although I was walking to class and things, like, I think I would take, like, 15-minute breaks, and even if I wasn't getting food, I would just, like, maybe call a relative. Yeah, I would call people, really, like, family. And
yeah, it makes you feel good to do that, for sure.
Yeah.
It's good for mental health, also.
I guess I've just been trying so hard for so long to look for a reason not to do it. I just made myself even
I mean, what do you more... think I'm doing? It's good for mental health. I'm spending time outdoors. It's very healthy.
Yeah, I don't feel like mentally. I need to do it, but, like, I empower other people that enjoy it.
Yeah, you should try it. You may like it. I always thought you liked
it. I like to do those types of things, quite honestly, with, like, other people. It'd be different if I was alone walking in my neighborhood with a dog or something, but, like, dog walking or just, like, wandering, isolar. It just, yeah, it doesn't jump at me, but,
Hello?
Bye.
Hello?
Bye.
Hello?
Bye! I'm lying to you, Vaughn.
What?
Why?
Are you saying anything?
No.
I couldn't hear anything.
Good.
Oh.
Oh, well.
So, Nani said she was going to go to dinner with Christine last night. I was so happy. She goes, I'm going to get Jack, go with Nani, and then she... Hold on one second. All right, you know what? We're going to leave now. So she says to, anyway, she says to us, oh, like in the, we called up in the car, she says, I'm going to go with Christine, I'm going to get Jack. I said, that's so nice.
Yeah, that is cool.
I was like so happy. So then I said this morning, I said, are you going to do it with Jack? She goes,
Well, I don't know if that's Christine canceling or Nani canceling.
No, so then I said, she goes, we'll do it someday. I says, well, why can't someday be?
It's almost just as likely that if Jack canceled or something, they wouldn't do it. Or
so then she goes, we'll see. She keeps saying, we'll see. Like I said, why don't you do it today? So she says, she's got plans.
Oh, so she may have left Nani on red for a second or may not have. Like, that's what I would think.
I don't know. It's the same thing. You know, you say you're going to do stuff and then you don't. You should do it. Go.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Okay. I don't have that much to say.
Go out and tell me that you went out.
Hmm.
All right? Because I don't want to be on the phone. It's bothering my ear. I was on the phone with her for like 20 minutes.
Talking about what, though? Just Christine? The doctor?
No, screaming a lot because she can't hear me.
So you're talking, you're yelling about Christine, the doctor, and like food.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a nice day. I don't want to talk on the phone. I want to be outdoors. All right? I want to walk. I want to get some physical exercise. You know, you got to understand, I'm talking on the phone from Monday through Friday or Thursday to patients and therapists. I want to go outside.
So go.
All right? It's different for me. Just stay in the house and play.
Is it that unhealthy?
Yes, it is. It's good for mental health, it's good for physical health. The
What if you're content and, like, busy?
Just say, call me, all right? Because I'm leaving. I can't leave the house like this. I have to back up. I have to carry things in my hand. And I have to get it, okay?
Talk about picture of health.
Love you. Bye.
All right, peace.
Alice, I'm on the other phone.
With who? Who are you on the phone? Is it Christine, my love? Did Christine tell you she couldn't go to dinner last night, or Jack?
I'll talk to you later.
I'm mad, Chris. Mommy yelled at me.